There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You're listening to Drive Live. It's just gone 5 past 5. And we are going to talk a little bit about VAT. We do know it's day 3. And, you know, there's lots of questions already. People are quite concerned, Danny, aren't they? They don't know what's happening.
Yep.
And we're trying to help people answer those questions. I know the Federal Tax Authority has sent a helpful sort of graphic that I've got in front of me here. And it shows you what the tax invoice should look like, what the items listed should be, the total before VAT, and then with VAT and the final price. And basically, it gives you a bit of advice on what businesses can and can't charge VAT for. And also, it shows you how you can complain if you have an issue. There is a consumer number that we can call if we do find issue. So this morning, on day 3 of the implementation of value-added tax, or VAT, consumers and companies have been asking more questions. And that's understandable. It's new to all of us at the moment. There are also stories emerging about companies adding VAT to prices when they shouldn't be. We've also been getting lots and lots of text messages about it. Today on the Business Breakfast, Malcolm Taylor and Claire Sharrock spoke to Adrian Lowe. He's partner at Clyde & Co, and he answered many of the questions about VAT. They started by asking him what his overall impression was on how VAT is working across the UAE on day 3.
Well, I think it's very early days as to how VAT is going to work. The actual charging of VAT is only part of the process. What actually has to happen now for companies is they're going to have to submit their monthly or quarterly VAT returns, and that's when actually they start paying the Federal Tax Authority and they start submitting what the form of VAT returns. We don't really know much about how that's going to work yet, and that's the next big challenge, collecting and then paying over.
Companies will be collecting the 5%. Are you suggesting that it might be attempted maybe not to pass it all on to the government?
It's not so much that, it's more about understanding how the government wants to check the information that you've collected. So collecting VAT is one thing. We've had a lot of pre-planning to make sure that companies and individuals are aware of the 5% charge, and having the systems updated to make sure that they're able to calculate it and collect it. Then you have to pay it to the government, and the government wants to check whether you're selling things that are zero rated, standard rated or exempt, calculating within each emirate of where your sales are the information and showing it to the government so the government can check that all the money you've collected has been paid over.
We've seen Dubai companies, UAE companies in general, when times are tough, they will take money that they've been putting aside and theoretically ring fencing for things like end of service benefits. They start using that for running expenses. And I can see that if this money for VAT isn't ring-fenced completely, there might be a temptation to dip into it and use it for daily running costs, which of course could cause problems at the end of a quarter.
Yes, well, I think the government have sort of had an eye on that. So there are two periods that are tested. So for the larger companies, they're going to be monthly VAT returns. You have to submit your VAT return and your pay over the cash you've collected 28 days after the end of your VAT period. So large companies are doing it on a monthly basis. Smaller companies are going to be doing it quarterly. So in theory, the government are going to be on top of it much faster.
And that's what we don't know, how that's going to work. We won't know for another month, I guess, how that process goes.
I think it's fair to say, so this beginning of the month is obviously the receipts, making sure you've got the proper VAT receipts, actually collecting the VAT. That's all started relatively smoothly. I was down shopping a few days ago, as I heard you were earlier, Malcolm, and checking my VAT receipt, and it breaks out very clearly how much the purchase price was VAT and how much wasn't.
Are there any indications of the number of businesses that still have not registered for VAT?
No, we were doing a lot of helping clients register for VAT, and there was a sudden flurry, I would say, probably 2 weeks ago, that the Federal Tax Authority really started ramping out the numbers. Interesting, some of them were issued sort of as an interim registration with the right for the government to go back and check whether or not the information had been provided correctly, particularly with the more complex group registrations where you get one tax number to cover a number of companies in the group. A lot of those were sort of interim and they were potentially going to check them. So presumably now that the initial rush is over and most people will have registered, the government will have the chance just to double check that they've got everything right.
I don't know whether I'm reading that correctly, but if people who can afford to deal with a company like Clyde & Co, these are big companies, as sort of companies are doing okay, and if they're leaving it to the last minute, what does that say about all the smaller companies that perhaps don't have that turnover? they don't have the depth of management people to do that.
It wasn't just big companies, it was small companies as well. Part of the challenge was that the executive regulations only came out in late November, so people weren't sure of what they had to do, and that's why there was only really 6 weeks for everybody to get themselves sorted out.
And I assume because of the smaller companies and this threshold level of what you have to be turning over in order to need to register, people are going to continue to register if they're new companies, for example, as they reach that threshold. And that's something you just do when you reach that figure, is it?
Yes. Yeah, so you can register when you anticipate receiving or incurring that turnover, because obviously a small company that's starting up wants to be able to recover the VAT it's being charged when it's in that build-up phase. So you can register in anticipation. But yes, now there'll be an ongoing process of any new company registering as and when they start up. And the government will, in theory, issue a registration number within a month of you applying.
A question sort of related to that. Do I have to pay VAT to a small grocery or salon? This listener says, I was at an understanding, or I understood, that only companies with turnovers of 350,000, I think it's roughly that, have to register. So I shouldn't be paying at a smaller company. And yes, that's true, right? You only have to register if you have a turnover of that threshold. But, I mean, that threshold, most small groceries or salons would probably be at.
Yeah, so there are two thresholds. So the voluntary threshold is actually 187,500 dirhams.
You can pay if you want to pay.
You can register for VAT if you have a turnover of more than 187,500 dirhams over the past 12 months. Now, that means that once you register, you can recover the VAT you're charged as a business, but the flip side is you have to charge your customers VAT, so obviously instantly your prices either go up 5% or your profit margin gets eroded slightly. So yes, most small businesses will want to register because for things like rent, commercial property rent is VAT-able, and if they want to recover the VAT that they're charged, they will want to register.
Of course. And also, I think there'll be some situations where bigger companies particularly only really want to deal with you if you're VAT registered, just because of compliance. It's easier, right?
It's sort of a test as to whether or not you're a big trading business. And there's, in theory, you're in business longer and therefore got a bigger turnover and better systems.
We've had a text in from Kasim, who says, you mentioned there the per emirate reporting requirement. Is it where your sales are from or where you're based, and why is it different if the level of VAT is the same across the UAE?
All we can go is what the Federal Tax Authority have put out in the executive regulations, etc. So that's saying one of the tests is they want to know inter-emirate sales. We don't know why they're doing it or what they're checking, or whether or not there's going to be a separate department in different emirates that'll be sort of cross-checking things. But we do know, or we understand, that each Federal Tax Authority is going to be able to counter-check effectively all the companies in the supply chain to make sure that each of them are registering and supplying their VAT, which is why you need to have both your VAT number on your tax invoice and the VAT number of your customer on your tax invoice, so they can double-check that everybody is correctly reporting.
Do you think the sort of emirate reporting, in other words, you have to say where the sales have come from, is so that each individual emirate gets its due VAT?
Very possibly.
Yeah.
So that was Adrian Lowe, partner at Clyde & Co. We'll have part two of that coming up shortly. And lots of questions, I guess, people still have, don't they, Danny, in terms of that. One question that was just texted in was about VAT on water.
Yep.
Yes, this one said, Maras says, hi, is water taxable? I paid tax on water.
Yes, and just looking into it at the moment, it is taxable. The consumption of bottled water will be subject to the 5% value added tax, and that goes along as well with the bills that you pay for your water at your home, for example, through the Dubai Electricity and Water Authority. So yes, water is part of the 5% VAT. That's the information we've got in front of us here, Maras.
Okay, we have another couple of texts in. This one has no name on it. It says, I paid 19 dirham for my coffee last year. Same coffee shop, mysteriously. It's now 25 dirham, including VAT. Blatantly increasing prices and trying to blame VAT. Nasra also says something similar. It says, some restaurants took the VAT opportunity and increased prices for much more than what VAT would be. Now, I will say to you, Nasra, there is the Department of Economic Development have said they will monitor any price hikes after the UAE implementation of value-added tax. And they want consumers, so that's us, to report any violations or complaints. So if you've seen a massive increase that isn't a 5% increase, there is a number that you can call. You can contact the DED via the Government Contact Centre. So that's 800-555. That's 800-555. So if you think there have been violations, unfair tax hikes or unfair price hikes over the tax, contact that number. We spoke to someone from the DED yesterday.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we spoke to Ahmed Al-Zabi, the acting director of consumer protection at the DED as well. So you can hear clips from him as well if you head to the ARN News Centre app. That's available for free on the App Store or Google Play Store as well. But really interesting comments that he had. And he can also give you all the details about what to do, about the warnings that are in place as well, about how they're trying to manage the situation, because it is a complaint that we've had from a lot of people so far as well. We've had a lot of text messaging, even people on Twitter getting involved to say that they feel that they're seeing some companies raising prices by more than the 5% VAT as well. So the message, like you say, Natalie, really is, if you come across it, let the authorities know.
Yeah, that is the message indeed. From that DD interview, we did hear as well that it'll take 4 days. So if you make a phone call, there is a complaint, it will take them 4 days to get back to you. So if you don't hear anything straight away, don't worry, they are dealing with it. And because it's new, lots of people are getting in touch. So just try and be patient. But if you do see a problem, let them know. Coming up, part two of that interview next.
This is Drive Live with Natalie Lindo-Taylor and Tim Elliott.
Welcome back to the show, Drive Live on Dubai Eye 103.8. Danny Norton and NLT with you through until 7 o'clock this evening. We're still talking value added tax, or VAT for short. Here is part two of the Business Breakfast interview with Adrian Lowe. He is the partner at Clyde & Co. Now, Malcolm Taylor and Claire Sharrick asked some questions on behalf of you, our listeners. One of the most frequently asked questions that Adrian answered was whether companies are allowed to add VAT on top of other taxes, such as, for example, municipality tax or service charges or housing fees. And here is what he had to say.
I think so. It's not really clear from the law exactly how that's meant to work, but I think companies in general are going to err on the side of caution and charge VAT. As long as they pay over all the VAT they collect to the government isn't going to complain about how it's being collected. What they more worry about is when you charge it and then don't pay it over. But I think until there's a bit more clarity, until the Federal Tax Authority have time to give some clarifications about things like that, then you are going to get charged VAT on top.
Another one that we spoke about yesterday and we've had a lot of questions about is this when you import goods sort of personally. So particularly this shop and ship service that a lot of people use, where we can order stuff in other countries that don't necessarily deliver here, and then shop and ship, which is an Aramex run service, will bring it into you here in the UAE. Lots of people use it. Yesterday, anybody that uses it received an email telling them that you would now have to pay VAT on the cost of those goods, not on the delivery charge, on the goods. Lots of people confused about how that was going to be calculated and also how it was going to be collected. Even Shop and Ship themselves saying they don't know the answer to that yet.
Well, this is where it starts to get very complex, and VAT can be very complex. So just to take a step back, we'll just start and explain about why VAT is charged on things that are being imported. Effectively, if you start buying things abroad and don't pay VAT on it, it would be 5% cheaper than buying things here. So the government don't want to do business down in the UAE where they have to charge VAT. So what they want to make sure is there's a level playing field so that when you bring things into the country, it's no cheaper than buying things that are already here. Technically, whenever you bring something in, particularly as a company, you're going to have to charge yourself VAT. Technical term, it's called the reverse charge mechanism. If we're all buying abroad and shipping it in, it's going to be cheaper and businesses here won't be able to do business. So yes, all imports should be subject to 5% VAT. I think it's useful here to little story from the UK. When the Beckhams got engaged, Mrs. Beckham now bought Mr. Beckham a £50,000 engagement ring. Very nice diamond. It was shown off in all the newspapers in the social columns when it was a big engagement party. Suddenly the Inland Revenue turned around, the HMRC said, Excuse me, Mr. Beckham, you've brought something into the country. It's cost more than the threshold, which then was about £145. You owe us VAT and import customs duty. Same thing happened with the Clooneys. When Mrs. Clooney was given her engagement ring by Mr. Clooney, she again was hit by an import charge.
Ouch.
On a very fine diamond. So it's always been around. It's just a question of understanding it. But yes, all imports, whether it's personal or corporate, will be subject to VAT.
You mentioned a threshold there. So are we to assume, once the clarification comes through, there may be a threshold? So if I order a pair of shoes that was only the equivalent of, say, 200 dirhams, is there a threshold where that won't count? Yeah. I've got to order goods over a certain amount.
Yeah. At the moment, the law doesn't talk about any thresholds. It just talks about all imports. So it's, again, something there may be some discretion applied later, but we don't know the full workings of how that will pan out.
We've heard this morning that Moody's, the rating agency, says it expects oil prices in the range of $40 to $60 a barrel for this year. We've heard Emirates NBD this morning saying that their projection is mid-50s. Of course, VAT is designed to bolster the revenues of regional governments whilst the oil price has been low. If we find that the oil income this year is disappointing for the government, do you think that we are going to see an accelerated VAT over the next few years, that they'll need to make revenue from somewhere, and so we'll suddenly see sort of 7.5%, maybe 10%, 15%, 20%?
Well, I think there are two points to make about that. The first one is the government have already said that VAT is a gateway, so it's only the start of things to come. The second point to make is that in the UK, VAT raises double the amount of corporation tax raises as a revenue for the government. It's something like the second or third biggest income for the government after personal taxation. So VAT is an easy way for the government to collect significant revenues.
Is there some suggestion that it does stop people spending, though?
It could do, but ultimately all of us need things. When it's on things like shopping, whether it's on things like cars and petrol and everything else, we all need to buy them. So while there may be a short-term impact on us all, while we think, oh, goodness me, everything's gone up by 5% or 6, 7 or 8% as shops have put on their annual increase of prices as well, over time, it'll become normal. It's only those of us that have been here in 2014, 15, 16 and 17 will remember the pre-VAT prices. If you arrive this year, well,
that's just the price.
That's just the price. And the price is the price.
Should consumers ask for the retailer's tax certificate before paying VAT to ensure that we are indeed paying VAT and not some hooky charge, I guess?
I don't think that's really necessary. I suppose you should leave the enforcement on VAT's collection to the Federal Tax Authority. If you evade VAT, so you're collecting it and not paying it over to the government, you can be sentenced to jail. And the penalty can be five times the amount of VAT that you should have paid over. So there are some big incentives not to try and hoodwink the system.
To do this properly, yeah. Another one here from Abdul Rahman. We've heard recently, and I saw this in the papers too, that banks have been ordered by the central bank not to pass VAT on to customers, and they have to absorb the VAT into their profit. Is that correct?
Well, I heard that. I haven't seen anything from the central bank, but I understand that certain bank charges are fixed and the government have said, or the central bank have said, actually that is the price and it needs to include VAT as well. You can't just pass all that on. Remember, financial services, so some things are not subject to VAT, so interest costs and margin related products are not subject to VAT, so there's not VAT on things like interest paid on mortgage loans or commercial loans.
Bare land is exempt.
That's
from
correct.
VAT.
Yes.
But what does that really mean? If land is sold with planning permission and some infrastructure, maybe under the ground infrastructure, is that bare land?
Again, it's an area we need a little bit more clarification from. The executive regulations didn't really set up much detail of when does bare land become developed land. And obviously it'll make a difference whether it's residential property or commercial property, because residential property for development will be zero rated. Commercial property will be standard rated. We don't know the tipping point between bare land, sand in the sand, and bits of foundation, hole in the ground, being not bare land.
If I, for instance, sold a villa in Arabian Ranches for 5 million dirhams, for instance, the person buying it would have to pay, what, a quarter of a million dirhams in VAT, is that correct?
No, that's not right. So residential property is exempt.
Okay.
So there's no VAT on residential property. Now, there does come a question of when does residential property become business related, etc. But I think residential property is exempt, so no VAT.
So even if you're running a small business from your house, as long as it's your primary residence, you probably get away with it.
Yes.
Okay, so that was Adrian Lowe, partner at Clyde & Co, who spoke to the Business Breakfast, Malcolm Taylor and Claire Sharrock earlier on about VAT. Still so many questions coming through at the moment to 4001. As you might expect, we're only on the third day of value-added tax here in the UAE. One question, no name on this text, just asking, is the price displayed on the shelf including or excluding VAT? It does include VAT, or at least it should do anyway. I know that Zena, you were talking yesterday about your kind of local shop closing down. It was a 24-hour shop for quite a few hours as they were redoing all the price tags on the shelves there as well. But it should include the VAT, so it shouldn't be at the checkout itself. You should know as you're going along doing your shop about the price including VAT.
I think that was Mohammed yesterday.
That was actually Mohammed. Yeah.
Apologies. Yeah. I thought it was Zena.
No worries. But I also did a shop yesterday in a big sort of hypermarket chain, and all the prices included VAT. So I didn't really feel the impact of VAT being implemented. And I'm pleased that that's a law, that you should have all the prices. You should have VAT included in all the prices, so you don't get, you know, surprised at the till.
Exactly. Yeah.
This text in from 490 says the price displayed on the shelf, does this include or exclude VAT? Well, what they've done is to make it as simple as possible for all of us. The price on the shelf is the price that we pay. I know lots of other places do it slightly differently, but the price that you see on the shelf will be the price when you take it to the till.
Yeah, lots of people complaining already about maybe some businesses, some companies perhaps using the introduction of VAT as a bit of an excuse to increase prices maybe more than the 5% that is due through the value added tax. But most, I've actually noticed quite a few other companies going the opposite way, and there's a text here from Pav as well, which is along the same lines, saying from to do with an automobile company, saying that they got an email through saying our prices are locked, buy a new car at last year's prices inclusive of VAT. So they've worked their way around against the price rise in order to stay competitive. And I've noticed a few different businesses advertising products saying we will pay the VAT, and I'm surprised I've not seen more of it though, to be honest, because it's January. It's typically a time of year where you might see a few different sales, a few different bargains in shops, and maybe it's a way to lessen the impact on the consumer, at least in the short term.
Yeah, I mean, I was renewing an insurance policy, and the offer was 5% discount to absorb the VAT, of course. So I think lots of people are doing things like that. And also there is a famous pizza company also doing that at the moment. They're saying their prices will remain unchanged. Of course, whether their prices remain unchanged still doesn't negate the fact that they will be paying VAT. It just means they're taking on the burden of the cost and not passing it on to you as a consumer. So lots of companies being quite clever about that. But yeah, I mean, we did mention this, and I'll say the number once again, because if you do have any concerns, someone else has said the parking in their building has gone up from 10 dirham to 15 dirham, and of course that isn't VAT. So if you do have a query, the DED can be contacted 800 555, and they will get back to you on those 4 days time, and they will investigate them. But just bear with them, it's going to be super busy, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is, 100%. Keep the texts coming in to us as well at 4001. We'll try our best to get through all of them and try to provide as much information as we possibly can, or at least point you in the right direction, as Natalie just has done there.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.